Thanks again, folks. I love it, Tula. Journey of the Warrior. God says, I will build my army. My army will be my people. When you and I said yes to Jesus Christ, we became a part of the army of God. Each one of us, as a warrior for God, each has responsibility. Well, now, who do I have responsibility of? Anyone who comes within my space. Meaning anyone that I know that is around me. Well, you're telling me that I need to accept responsibility for everything that everybody does? Never said that at all, did I? I said I will accept my responsibility to help all of those who come within my space, who are around me. Meaning, whoever I can, I will. Always ready and willing to give a positive word from God. God says, this is the way it is. You and I, as God's warriors, as watchmen, that includes women, as watchmen for God, we are to watch, pay attention to the signs, to those who are hurting, to those who you know are headed for destruction, and we're to do our best to love them away from that destruction. You got it? Not to beat them over the head, but to love them in their heart, to have a little understanding with what I just told you a while ago about these wars that we fight. As I say, not a one of us had anything to do with starting these wars. None of the men fighting today had anything to do with starting them. We're just doing all we can to end them as quickly as possible with the least amount of damage. Should we not then, as Christians, should we not watch after our brothers and sisters who have yet to accept Christ? The Lord did not put them in our path without a reason, a purpose. Had you ever thought that just maybe you are the purpose? God stood them there and God has chosen you? No, no. You're the one. I put them in front of you, Larry. You minister. Lord, what do I say? You minister. Minister does not always mean spoken word. It does mean a friendly face. It does mean a heart that's hurting for that individual. You don't know why they do the things they do. You don't know the hurt they went through before something went on in their life. You don't know the background. And God had determined you don't need to know. I want you to be there. I will show you and tell you what you need to do. Well, how am I going to know it if I don't go and be around that individual? You see, the going shows faith. The standing there shows you're trusting God to give you the word. Well, what if he don't? I've never known that in my life. I've never been stood in front of someone that I knew God led me to that God did not give me a word. I remember many that I'd stand in front of and many that would be cursing me from one end to the other and saying everything they possibly could. And my answer or my reply would be, God loves you just like you are. Now, you may say, well, that doesn't mean much to me. I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to that individual God sent me to. Your words mean something to those that God draws you to. So choose words that God will give you. And yes, he will give them to you. Ezekiel 3:17. I preached on God's watchman many times in my ministry. But it always goes back to this. Each individual Christian has a responsibility as God's watchman to watch over the flock. It's not just a pastor. We watch over each other. Well, you're even supposed to watch over the pastor, the hard-headed one. You're even supposed to do that. Watching over each other. But I don't understand why you are the way you are. Well, join the club. I don't understand why I am the way I am. I don't understand why Larry Studler's the way he is. But I love him to death. And Randy, well, I just pray. You see, God says, I'm going to make it a personal ministry. It's our person-to-person touch. It's our heart-to-heart that matters. And God says, I want you to pay attention. Ezekiel, son of man, I have made you a watchman for the house of Israel. Therefore, hear a word from my mouth. Listen to God. Ezekiel, pay attention to me. Ezekiel was listening to all the garbage around him. Ezekiel, hear a word from my mouth and then give them warning for me. Do you know he calls every one of us as watchmen, but does not give us the responsibility to make that individual change? You and I are given the responsibility to look and to speak and give them the word from God. It is their responsibility to accept it or reject it. And time again it might take. Until sometimes you feel like you're worn out. Nothing's going to get across to them. You're a warrior. It's not for you to say, don't go up Hamburger Hill again. You don't know what's going on. Just go. Sometimes it feels like Hamburger Hill when you're dealing with the personalities you got to deal with in life. Do you ever think that somebody may see your personality the same way? God says, Ezekiel, listen to the word from my mouth. I'm going to give you an assignment. The assignment is direct from God. The training is directly from God's mouth. The duty, warn people. Warn the people. Doesn't say just warn the Christian. Warn the people. Just say, thus saith the Lord thy God. Tell the stories of the Bible. People love a good story. When you get a story from the Bible, I guarantee you, it's the most true story you'll ever read, you'll ever memorize, you will ever share with someone else. Those are stories that change their life. It touches their heart. The Word of God will go deep into the soul, to the spirit of an individual. No matter how rough and gruff that individual may be, the Word of God will cut through. And the Word of God will have a soothing touch. When Jesus says to me, says to you, I forgive you. Stand up. Walk with me. Walk with God. Christian, you and I have been given so much. But we have also, in that so much given to us, we have received so much responsibility. Yes, you are your brother's keeper. Keep him. Keep her. Watch over them. Warn them. You turn a child loose without any type of guidelines whatsoever, you're asking for trouble. You don't raise a child without direction. You raise them with direction and with love and with the Word of God so that they can be victorious in life. That's what warriors do. That's why this nation is free today. Because of men and women who were ready and willing to give it all just for the one. Just for that fellow Marine right beside you. Only two of you standing there. You'd give your life. You'd give your life for one another. And many did. That's true in all aspects of all branches. We fight the battle we've been given. Those of you who are fighting battles now, and I know many of you are, we didn't choose the battle. Folks, I did not choose these cancers. I did not choose Agent Orange. But I got it. And I will fight until I can fight no more. You will fight until you can fight no more. It's not a pretty fight, is it? War is not pretty. But the battles that you're having to fight on the inside, from sickness, from your mental problems. And many people smile at that today, don't. Let me tell you, and this is a fact, about half of us are really messed up. Let me tell you something. You don't go into combat and come out right. You don't go into combat and come out unbroken. Neither do you do that in real life. Please listen to me. There's a battle going on. And that battle is for the life, the heart of the human race. And Jesus says, I've sent you as a part of my army. Here's what I want you to do. The weapon I give you is a weapon of love. The weapon I give you is a weapon of touch. The weapon I give you is my holy word. And not one of those words will return unto you void. Cast it on the water right before you and watch me work. But Lord, I've talked and talked and talked. Keep talking. Somebody's hurting. You're a warrior. You're part of God's army. Then get out there and be about your Father's business. Psalm 127, verse 1. This is important to any aspect of your life. You listen to this. Unless the Lord builds a house, they labor in vain who build it. Unless the Lord guards the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. You can be a great watchman, but without the protection from God, you stayed awake in vain because it'll never work out. You dedicate, young and old, you dedicate your life, the balance of it may be a short time, but you dedicate that to God. Watch him. Watch him make a difference in your life. Watch him fight the battle for you. I know that it's not by my power. I do know also that it is by God's power. Each step I take, each breath I take, each heartbeat, again, you know, you get so embarrassed. Look, people, you're dying of one thing and then you die of something else. Disaggravating. No. You know what I decided to do? I'm just going to hang on a while. Fight. And I'll let the Lord take care of all the rest. You do the same. Every one of us. Folks, we got families that have gone wild. We've got a nation that is at each other's throat. We have people walking completely away from Christian convictions. Churches are emptying out. Southern Baptists are experiencing their lowest numbers forever. What's going on? Let me tell you this. One thing is, God did not tell me to come and teach religion. He came and told me to come and preach His Son Jesus. You got it? Being religious is not going to get you anywhere. Knowing Jesus, that's your passage to eternal life. And even though hell itself attacks you right here, right where you are right now, hell's in trouble because Jesus sees you as His warrior. You don't match with one of God's men. You don't match with one of God's women. You don't mess with whom God has sent. He says, I'm in control. You may hurt them. You may wound them. I'm in control. I feel sorry for those who are enemies of God. And I pray that sooner or later they will see the light. The warrior office is so important. It's a great burden. It takes great sacrifice, a lot of persecution, and unpopular proclamations. Woo! People said, now, Brother Larry, you know good and well they ought to be in church. And Brother Larry said, I know good and well I want them to know Jesus. I want them to understand something. Salvation is of the Lord, not of a building. But we come to church so we can fellowship one together, one-on-one. It's where we can come together and eat together and laugh together and joke together. That's what Christians do. Because we got to go right back out to the battle. All we need is a moment. All we need is a good drink of water. You want a good drink of water? Go to the head of the stream. Don't be digging your own cistern out here thinking that you're going to follow Jesus a certain way. I'll keep these rules. I'll keep these regulations. Jesus didn't. He came and He fulfilled the law. He did everything that God had said do. All the stuff that the religious leaders had written down, He didn't pay attention to it. Didn't have a thing to do with His Father or worship. It is Jesus. He said, I'm personal. Be a warrior and lead them to me personally. Matthew 5:11. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. You know, I said at a funeral here recently, made the statement. You know, I imagine she sat in the seat of a boat fishing more time than she did in a church pew. But wait a minute. It's what I said. So did Jesus. Do you know Jesus wasn't welcome in their church, in synagogue? He got in trouble. Well, now I'm say this. If they didn't give Him trouble, He went in and cleaned them out. He would tell them the truth. Took a whip. And yes, He did yell. In church? Oh, my goodness. And He ran them out. You know what He told them? This was supposed to be a house of prayer. You have made it a den of thieves. What was he talking about? The Lord had come. The Lord had come. He said, look to me. It's personal now. It's personal now. You trust in me. Unite together all you can. Unite together all you can. Fellowship together. But it'll always be personal. The direction you take in life, it's personal. And the Lord says, I will personally give you strength to walk down it. Don't come because you feel like you have to. Don't you ever give in this church because you think it's mandatory. What you do is follow your heart, folks. Follow what the Lord is telling you to do. Follow Jesus. If he calls you out in the type of ministry that I had on the streets, in the prisons, right down in the middle of the ditch of life, can you imagine how much criticism I got for hanging out with the kind of people I hung out with? And then I came to church. I got to thinking, Brother Randy, well, those are some of the people I was in the ditch with. You see, I had a preacher one time tell me when I was asking them, can I help get an inmate after they served their time, can I help them as a transition into your church? Now, this really hurt me. And he said, we don't want those kind of people in our church. Here was the irony of that. That's where he came from. That's why I wanted to help him get back in. Be careful, folks. You're watchmen. You're warriors. But you're warriors for Jesus, not by your own ideology or what you think. You just do what Christ calls you to do. Luke 11, 49-50. Because of this, God in his wisdom said, I will send them prophets and apostles, some of whom they will kill, and the others they will persecute. God said, okay, prophets, apostles, I want you to go. God said that knowing that some of them are going to be killed and the rest of them are going to be persecuted. Did that mean he didn't love them? That meant it was war. And he called his army to war. You go. But Lord, I could get killed. How in the world can a Christian die? Oh, I know that now. Oh, you can kill the body. I ain't going anywhere except with the Lord. And do you know that each one of you, each and me, with you, that we'll always have a little part of one another in us, a part of your personality? Sometimes, Brother Joe, it'll just be a part of your grouchiness, and it'd be a blessing. Wouldn't that be great? Yeah, I'm grouchy just like Brother Joey gets sometimes. I've never seen him grouchy. But that's what I'm talking about. Being a part of one another's life. That's what coming to fellowship's about. You hear me and Randy talk about it all the time. Fellowship is one heart connected to the other heart. Let's laugh together. Let's pray together. Let's cry together. Let's teach together. Let's learn from one another together. That's God's calling on our life. Listen to verse 50, because I want to tell you what generation this is. Therefore, this generation will be held responsible for the blood of all the prophets that has ever been shed. Woo! Since the beginning of the world. What generation? The generation who rejects Christ. The generation that rejects his word. our generation, the generation of individuals who reject the truth of Christ, will be found guilty and responsible for the death of every prophet that had ever existed. They shed the blood. The Lord tells you and tells me this. I don't have much time on earth. You don't either. But what time we do have, let's share it in love as a warrior. Let's be ready and willing to stand when the Lord tells us to stand right in the heat of battle, knowing this, you didn't start that war, but you're a warrior, and you're there to finish it. Finish your part. You give your heart, and let Jesus take care of the rest. Let's pray. Father, I thank you, dear Lord God, for the blessing of life, the joy of salvation, for the truth that only you can give us, Lord. I thank you. I praise you. I ask now, Father, give each of us direction that we might serve one another and serve one another. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Well, happy Memorial Day, folks. As you go today, I hope and pray that you'll get to be with your family, be with your loved ones. Just be together. Well, I don't have my whole family here. Quit griping and just be with who you can. Love who you have. Be at peace in your heart with your fellow man. And don't forget, as you're walking down the road this week, take a look in the ditch of life. There's someone in that ditch of life hurting worse than you ever dreamed of hurting. You reach your hand down in the ditch of life, you just might touch the hand of Jesus. Whatever you do as you go, now you all really need to listen to this. Whatever you do as you go, don't gossip. Go in love. Go in peace. Go in service to God. God bless you. Now go on home and enjoy yourself.